Good morning and welcome to our daily devotional on Friday, the 11th of September. A moment of silence as we enter God's presence. Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. God our Father, you exalted your Son to sit at your right hand. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Holy Spirit, Counselor, you are sent to be with us forever. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 92. It is good to praise the Lord and to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the ten-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord! How profound your thoughts! The senseless man does not know, fools do not understand, that though the wicked spring up like grass, and all evil-doers flourish, they will be for ever destroyed. But you, O Lord, are exalted for ever. For surely your enemies, O Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evil-doers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured upon me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foe. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." The canticle appointed for today is Saviour of the World. Jesus, Saviour of the world, come to us in your mercy. We look to you to save and help us. By your cross and your life laid down, you set your people free. We look to you to save and help us. When they were ready to perish, you saved your disciples. We look to you to come to our help. In the greatness of your mercy, loose us from our chains. Forgive the sins of all your people. Make yourself known as our Saviour and mighty Deliverer. Save and help us, that we may praise you. Come now and dwell with us, Lord Christ Jesus. Hear our prayer and be with us always. And when you come in your glory, make us to be one with you and to share the life of your kingdom. Amen. Our reading continues in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, beginning at verse 12. The whole assembly became silent as they listened to Barnabas and Paul telling about the miraculous signs and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them. When they finished, James spoke up, "Brothers, listen to me. Simon has described to us how God at first showed his concern by taking from the Gentiles a people for himself. Then words of the prophets are in agreement with this, as it is written, 'After this I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent. In ruins I will rebuild, and I will restore it, that the remnant of men may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who bear my name,' says the Lord, 'who does these things, for they have been known for ages.' It is my judgment, therefore, that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. Instead, we should write to them, telling them to abstain from the food polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from the meat of strangled animals, and from blood. For Moses has been preached in every city from the earliest times, and is read in the synagogues on every Sabbath." After the reading, the Canticle Vanity. O come, let us sing out to the Lord. Let us shout in triumph to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and cry out to him joyfully in psalms. for the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the peaks of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, and he made it. His hands moulded dry land. Come, let us bow down and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is the Lord our God, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Today, if only you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the wilderness, when your forebears tested me, put me to the proof, though they had seen my works. 40 years long I loathed that generation and said, it is a people who do err in their hearts, for they do not know my ways, of whom I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Let us pray. We thank God for spiritual food and blessing. Gracious God, we thank you for the way you have touched our lives in so many different ways, for the meaning and purpose you've given us, and the joy and fulfillment with which you have richly blessed us. Thank you for giving us the strength and inspiration we need. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We thank you for the ways you've nurtured our faith and the people who've taught and encouraged us. We think of our parents and grandparents, our Sunday school teachers and youth leaders, our church leaders and members of our church. We thank you for the guidance, the comfort and encouragement. We thank you for the ways that you have spoken to us through music and song, through words of scripture, through bread and wine, through prayer and fellowship, through friendship and family, through worship and mission. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We thank you for the way, Lord, that you've made yourself known through glimpses of your glory, through our encounters with the risen Lord, through the indwelling of your Holy Spirit and the power he gives to us to enable us to live the kind of life you want us to live. We thank you, Lord, for the way you've poured your blessings upon us, and especially the spiritual food. We thank you that we never need to hunger or thirst again after righteousness, because you have provided for our deepest needs, given food to our souls. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Lord, help us to make time in our busy lives, to take time to connect with you, to develop our relationship with you, to get to know you better, and to live the kind of life you want us to live. Help us, Lord, to be faithful servants to you. Lord Jesus, you taught us to love our neighbour and to care for those in need as if caring for you. In this time of uncertainty, give us strength to comfort the fearful, to tend the sick and to assure the isolated of our love. Amen. The General Collect. Lighten our darkness, O Lord, we pray, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this day. For the love of your only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. God of yesterday, today, and forever, thank you for your constant love. Pour out your blessing upon your people as we treasure the past, seek your will in the present, and lay our plans for the future before you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those whom you love, this day and always. Amen.